tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, September the 4th, 1987. Labor Day weekend, camp meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook, Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening. It's a privilege to have Brother Tommy Cook come and minister to us, as he does, and to be part of the camp meetings here, and to be steady and steadfast, he and Brother Bill Goodson both. And we appreciate it, and we appreciate the ministry that the Lord is giving them and has given them. And we appreciate the ministry that the Lord is using them in as they go from church and house meetings and so forth across the nation, bringing the message of the kingdom. And we try as best we can to keep Tommy's and Bill's schedule in our paper so that you know where they're going. But if you'd like to have him come your way, why, get in touch with him or ask us how to get in touch with him. And in our paper is his phone number. You can call and he'll put you on his schedule when he comes your way, and he'll bless you, and you'll be a privilege to have him to minister in your congregation or in your prayer group. It's a privilege to have Tommy minister the word of the Lord tonight. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, let's stand again. You just sit down. Let's get up again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dear Father, tonight again we thank you for your word. Thy word is forever settled in heaven. Lord God, tonight we pray that there will be a quickening by the Spirit upon the word that's ministered. Help us to say only that which you want us to say, Lord. And if we start to say anything that's not of thee, just shut our mouth, Lord. Let us not speak it. Let us speak only that which will edify, build up, and bring blessing, Lord, to your people, and cause your people to call upon you. We point them to thee tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Hallelujah. We're glad to be back here with you. I believe God's doing a lot of things in the earth, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How many believe we've been gathered together for a purpose?
Amen.
Amen. You know, in Numbers 10, I won't turn there because I'm not going to preach from there, but there was the calling of the assembly, God's people. And then there was the journeying of the camps. And then there was, of course, preparation for war. And there was the celebration of the feast. And if we bring that down to where we live, there is a gathering together, which means the calling of the assembly. Or there is growth, which means the journeying of the camps. How many know if you're moving in God, you're growing in God?
Amen.
And there's a great struggle, though, that comes with gathering and growing. How many believe there's preparation for war? And out of that will come a great harvest, which is the celebration, of course, of the last feast coming, which is the Feast of Harvest. And I believe we've been gathered together for the purpose of growth and maturity. So to live is to grow. And to grow is to change. And that will always bring on a spiritual warfare or a struggle. Praise God. But on the other side of that struggle, that warfare, there's going to be a great harvest. And how many know God's got a first fruit that He's going to harvest first? Hallelujah. Translate, catch up, whatever you want to call it. And then, of course, the greatest harvest is coming after that. But that's the sign of the great harvest coming in. Praise the Lord. Now, turn with me to John 14 tonight. John chapter 14 in the Scripture. John chapter 14. How many has ever read John 14? How many understand it? We think so. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, it said, let not your heart be troubled, which means we can stop trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. He wouldn't have said that if we couldn't have done something about it in the Spirit. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Now let me tell you that this chapter, there's a lot in it. But how many know the Father's name is mentioned over 20 times in John 14? How many know that? Well, it's there. It's over 20 times the Father's name is mentioned. And so we're dealing with the Father in this chapter. Now, how many believe that there is a baptism in water? How many believe there's a baptism in the Holy Ghost? How many believe there's a baptism in fire? How many are beginning to feel some fire? Amen. One time I was praying late at night on the carpet in the front room, and as I was praying, all of a sudden I saw a big roll of money come down, and I saw fire. And I thought, boy, I guess the Lord's going to give me a lot of money or something. So I went to the prayer group the next day, and a lady said that the fire is a trial, and the money's going to go out from you. And it come true. But the fire is real. And as we move in God, we begin to sense the fire of God. Isn't that right? There's a baptism in the Red Sea, the baptism in the cloud, but there's a baptism in Jordan. Hallelujah. And the word Jordan means a descender, but it also means spreading of judgment. And God is taking a people, praise the Lord, across on the other side, isn't he? Hallelujah. So God is a consuming fire. He has given us beauty for ashes. That's a good trade. Praise the Lord. Now, here he said in this chapter, notice what he said in one verse there, because I'm going to look at several things here. I'm just going to highlight about three things here. But in verse 3 he said, I will come again. Now we know Jesus came as a baby at Pentecost. Isn't that right? You know, Malachi says he'll come suddenly to his temple. Well, we know he come into that temple as a child. We know that he came suddenly at Pentecost because suddenly there was a sound from heaven. And we know that he's going to come suddenly in this hour, the hour of tribulation, the hour of midnight, into his people. Praise the Lord. And we know he's coming literally out there. But he came as a baby. He came at Pentecost. He's coming in his fullness. And yet he's coming literally again, isn't he? Do you believe that? But in John 14, he's talking more than just coming literally. He's talking about coming as well in the Spirit, isn't he? Amen? Look in verse 15. Let's look at some scripture now. Hallelujah. He said, if you love me, you'll do something. You'll keep my commandments. I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world... Jesus died for the world, didn't he? But whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be where? In you. I will not leave you comfortless or as orphans. I will come to you. Now, how does he come to us? He comes to us, first of all, in his character, his nature, and fruit. How many know the fruit grows in troublesome times? Amen? And see, I can get on that and preach on the keys of the kingdom. And he comes in power. He comes in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How many's ever had a condition and all of a sudden God moved by manifestation and God wiped that thing out of there? Hallelujah. Anybody? Yes. Amen. Yes. And thirdly, he comes in authority. He comes through the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the shepherds, and the evangelists. Amen. So he said, I will come again, or I will come to you. Hallelujah. And he does. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Praise the Lord. Verse 23. If any man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode, our dwelling place, our mansion with him. With him, praise the Lord. Now, verse 26 through 28. I'm just reading some scriptures to show you. We're dealing with the Holy Spirit in this chapter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to remembrance. Whatsoever I've said to you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. That's what he said in verse 1. Isn't that right? Neither let it be afraid. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, how many believe that Jesus is appearing within first? Now, he's going to appear to those that are like him. Isn't that right? 1 John chapter 3. And then he's going to appear to those who look for him. Hebrews 9. And then he's going to appear to those that love him. Hallelujah. Those that love his appearing. But can I tell you, not everybody's like him yet. But there is a people he's bringing forth that will be like him. Because they're going to see him as he is. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And not everybody's looking for him. Of course, not everybody's going to love his appearing when he comes. But that appearing is first in us, as I said. Now, he said in verse 3, look back there in John 14. He said that where I am, not only will he come again, but he said, where I am, there you may be also. He wasn't in space, not where I've been, or just coming from, or where, but where I am personally. That's where he said. That where I am, you, church, can be there. Amen? Well, how many know he come from the bosom of the Father? John 1:18 tells us that. Now, look in John 3 just a minute. Look at John 3:13. Hallelujah. John 3, we'll start with verse 12. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe, church, if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is where? But where was his feet? Right on the earth. Let's read it this way, verse 13. No man hath ascended up into the spirit realm, but he that came down from the spirit realm, even the Son of Man, which is in the spirit realm. And yet his feet was on the earth, and yet he lived in the heavenlies with the Father, didn't he? But how many know he wants us to come to that place? Hallelujah. That our feet walk here, yet we're our heads are in the clouds, so to say. Our hearts are in the clouds, are in heaven, are in the Spirit. Now, look in John 12. Look in John 12, verse 26. He said, where I am, there you can be also. John 12, 26. If any man serve me. Now, the Old Testament said, if any man serve me, I'll take sickness from the midst of him. And that's more than physical. I mean, our problems today is more than physical. It goes into the spirit. It goes into your heart. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And to follow Christ means it takes a cross. We must be led of the Holy Ghost, right? And then he said, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him, the one that serves me, the one that follows me, will my Father honor. Hallelujah. Then we look in chapter 17 of John, verse 24. 17:24. Now Jesus is praying to the Father, and he said in verse 24, Father, I will that they, that's all that would believe on him through his word, also whom thou hast given me, be with me, where, come on, I am. How many know he's the I am tonight? That they may behold my glory. So if we're where he's at, what are we going to behold? His glory. Hallelujah. Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Back to verse 5. Back to verse 5. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Then up to verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the what? World may believe that thou hast sent me, and what? The glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one as we're one. Without the glory, we can't be one. But if we're where he is, we're going to behold that glory. Hallelujah. Amen. How many want to see the glory of God? Hallelujah. That was Moses' cry, wasn't it? And God said, all right, you come up and present yourself there to me in the mount. If you're going to behold God's glory, how many know he's going to look you over real good and demand a lot of things? All right. Now, hallelujah. Let's go back to St. John. St. John chapter 14. Again, he said in verse 3, that where I am, there you may be also. Let's see where Jesus was. John 14, verse 10. Let's see where he was. He tells us right here where he was in John 14. Believest thou not that I am where? In the Father. But his feet was where? Right on the earth. How many know he's taking the people into the Father? We've heard a lot about our Lord Jesus and about the Holy Spirit, but we don't hear too much about the Father, do we? Hallelujah. But yet he said here in verse 10, believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Then in verse 11, he said, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Then in verse 20, he said, at that day you shall know that I'm in my Father, and you and me and I and you. So if he's in the Father, where does he want to take you and me? In the Father. Who is the Father? The Father is a spirit. Come on. The Father is life. The Father is light. And the Father is a consuming fire. So that means when you begin to move into the Father, you're moving in the Spirit, you're moving in life, light, and you're moving in fire. How many know the fire is consuming and burning up the chaff and the dross? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a people, as Jack said this morning, there's a translation coming to the saint, to the son, to the sons, the overcomers. How many know that they tried to seize Jesus in John 6? Let's turn over there. John 6, 15. John 6, 15. How many believe he's the pattern, the example? It said in John 6, 15, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force. I believe the word is harpazo, isn't that right? It's the same word being caught up. But when they would come and take him by force. How many know the Holy Ghost wants to take us by force? But these were men. To make him a king. Now he was a king, but they wanted to make him a king on a lower level. Isn't that right? He departed. Notice where he went. He went to a mountain. So when they come to seize him, Jesus went up higher. How many know that many men God has used and women God has used, that many have fallen by the wayside because they got puffed up in pride, and man had a lot to do with that. Come on. And as a result, they fell. How many know we need to learn to submit not only to our Lord, but to one another in the Lord? That's our safeguard. Isn't that right? And so they were going to take him by force. Now turn to 2 Corinthians 12. Let's look at one scripture here. Hallelujah. I believe God's getting ready to take a people by force. God's going to do it though. The Holy Ghost. I mean, you know, when God takes you by force, you'll not be the same. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 2. Paul says, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one was what? caught up or seized and taken where? To the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Hallelujah. And I believe where Paul was taken, God is going to take a people. Hallelujah. I want to read you here just a minute a little vision someone had. You may have read it years ago, I don't know, but I want to read it to you. By an individual, I just want you to hear what the Spirit's saying. This woman had a vision of a catching up of the sons of God. And she said, I saw a great group of people caught up behind the veil. And I know, she said, this woman said, I knew when I was seeing it that it was not the rapture of the church. Everybody hear that? And the Spirit said, I am taking them up to the same place that I took the Apostle Paul when he saw and heard things that were never allowed to be expressed fully. And this is why Peter said he speaks some things hard to understand, and some rest or twist them to their own destruction. And when they were caught up, I saw faces of others pressing through from behind the veil. How many believe there's some people behind the veil? And the Spirit said, these, the faces pressing through, are the spirits of just men made perfect, who are pressing through the veil for their resurrection. This caught up group returned to the earth, and the saints who were made perfect waiting for resurrection were resurrected. The two groups became one group and came back to the earth. And the Spirit said, God said, these are my full grown sons, and they have access to both sides of the veil. I believe that's the double portion ministry. And there will be a group of people who will not taste of death, but will walk out of time into eternity. Did you hear that? And will set up the visible earthly kingdom of Christ. I saw a dark valley, and I saw the church in it. How many of the churches going into a dark valley? I said a dark valley. Tribulation's coming, whether you know it or not. The masses are facing the great tribulation. And there, these two groups, the caught up overcomers and the resurrected saints, which became one, went ministering to them, lifting up feeble hands, strengthening and lifting up weary bodies. And he said, these are my full grown sons who have received a double portion of my Father's inheritance. And it is part of their duty to supply the needs of the rest of the family of God. And they, God said, are preparing the rest of my body for my visible appearance. They are ministering to the rest of my body until it shall come to the place where I can come and set up my visible kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I believe God is going to do a great work in a people in this hour. Praise the Lord. And I want to be part of it. Coming into the fullness of the Spirit. Look in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Verse 5. How many believe there's some secrets of Enoch that we hadn't quite learned yet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. You know, in Hebrews, he mentions a lot of people in chapter 11. How many know in Hebrews 11, he talks about Abel. He's the sacrifice of faith. Noah's the work of faith. Abraham's the obedience of faith. Sarah's the fruit of faith. But Enoch was the walk of faith. How many know God said, the just shall live by what? By faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 5:11-5. By faith Enoch was translated. How do you think we're going to be translated? By faith. Hallelujah. I received a word last week that from a prophetess that God was leading me to that faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many know we've only skimmed the surface of the faith of God? Praise the Lord. But I desire to come to that faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, oh, come on, let's praise the Lord. Can you do it? Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Take us there, Lord. Take us there, Lord. Take us to that faith, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise Your name. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. There is a contending for that faith, isn't there? And that means to contend with an adversary, or to fight or to wrestle for a prize. Hallelujah. So I believe there's a contending for that faith. But here in chapter 11 and verse 5, he says to us, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And I believe there is a people that's going to walk into life without dying. Hallelujah. And I desire to be one of them, don't you? I'm not standing here boasting and telling you that will happen, but I desire that. I want that in my heart. Praise the Lord. Many that have said that today, they went by the way of the grave. But there is a people that will not see death. They will walk out of we would say, death into life. Praise the Lord. And was not found. Somebody was looking for it. Hallelujah. I mean, oh, that's true. They looked for Elijah, didn't they? But they couldn't find him. And they were looking for Enoch because God, and who's God? He's Spirit. Come on. Life, light, and fire. God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he did something. He pleased God. How are you going to please God? Without faith, we can't please Him. And if we walk in the flesh, we can't please Him. But if we walk in the Spirit, we are pleasing. We get in faith, we'll please Him. Hallelujah. His faith. Get in His faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want His faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This word translation means to transfer, transport. I mean, old Philip was transported from one place to another. Brother talked on that last night. Or to exchange, or to change side, or to carry over. Yeah. Whatever it means something glorious. Hallelujah. Taken from one place to another in the Spirit. For sure. I mean, there's a breaking through the sound barrier in the natural. But there's a breaking through the day. And God's going to have a people that's going to break through in this hour, I believe. The days to come. Praise the Lord. So there was a translation. There was no death. He couldn't be found. He had a testimony that he pleased his God. Because he walked in the Spirit and he walked by faith. Hallelujah. Turn back over to Genesis 5, 22. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's a contending, brethren. Genesis 5, 22. Just to know these things is not enough. There is a contending. There's a pressing in to our God. It said in verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. He was the oldest living person. And we know when he died, the flood came. Judgment came. God was so merciful to that generation, wasn't he? And I believe God's merciful to this generation because of Jesus and because of the prayers of his people that's praying and crying out to God. Verse 22, and Enoch walked with God. He kept, hallelujah, in step with God, didn't he? After he begat Methuselah, 300 years he begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And I believe there's a people on the earth that God's going to seize. Hallelujah. And God's going to translate. I don't understand what all's going to happen. Don't really care. I just want to be part of it. Amen. How many old people argue and fight over and split hairs over anything? But I want to be part of those sons, those overcomers. Hallelujah. That's going to be changed and walk into life. Amen. I don't care what happens. Praise the Lord. I just want to be part of it. Amen. Look over in Proverbs 16 just a minute. I want to give you a scripture on pleasing God. Proverbs 16, 7. Thank you, Lord. 16, 7. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. So good, isn't it? Hallelujah. When your ways please the Lord. Well, how many know Enoch's ways please the Lord? He walked in the Spirit and he walked in faith. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. Now, turn with me to another scripture. Turn with me. to Psalms. Let's go to Psalms just a minute. How many know that 8 is quite a number in the Bible? Resurrection, life, new beginning. How many people were in Noah's family? 8 people. God started something new, didn't he? Judgment came and something new started. Praise the Lord. Inherited the earth and so forth. And you know, Jesus, our Lord, came and there were basically 7 people, I believe, that had something to do with Christ coming. And that was Zechariah, Elizabeth, John, Anna, Simeon, Mary, and Joseph. And that's 8 in all. Well, how many know God did something through our Lord? Sure did, didn't he? Gave his life for us and brought resurrection. Praise the Lord. Well, how many know in Revelation, Jesus is holding 7 stars in his hand? And I know that could represent a lot of things, apostles and ministries, but I believe they also represent the overcomers too. Praise the Lord. And so I believe he's getting ready to do something good, don't you? In chapter 1 of Revelation, how many know he reveals himself? Not only himself, but also it's the body of Christ in chapter 1 of Revelation. If you study the whole thing, is a people like him. Isn't that right? One like the Son of Man. And how many know in chapter 2 and chapter 3 there was the churches? How many believe he's going to purge the church and is purging the church? But in chapter 4, John was what? Caught up? Amen? So there was one like him. There was a purge. There's going to be a purging of the church. There's one caught up to the throne who's a type of the overcomer. And how many know the overcomer is going to be ministering back to the woman here? Huh? To help her, nourish her, and feed her. Praise the Lord. Now, look here in Psalms 91. A couple of scriptures in Psalms. I believe God's taking a people into that spirit realm, brethren. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth where? You know, brethren, just because we can quote it, don't make it necessarily so. How many believe this is an overcomer psalm right here? And God, I know God could use this at any time he wanted to in your life and my life, but I truly believe that this psalm will come into being in the hour just ahead. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the most high, most holy, shall abide where? Under the shadow, come on, of the Almighty. He that dwelleth, that word dwelleth means to sit down. Anybody like to sit down? He talked about that last night. How many know you're resting when you're sitting down? He that will sit down in the secret place, in Setur, or in the Holy of Holies, or in the Spirit, in the mountain of the Lord. Many times we could say here, he that will sit down in the Holy of Holies of the Most High shall abide. And that word abide means a lodging place for the night. How many know night's coming? Tribulation's coming. Darkness is coming. But we don't get afraid of the darkness. How many know God's arising in a people? I said God's arising in a people. Hallelujah. But he shall abide where? Under submission. Under the shadow, the effulgence, the glory of the Almighty. Turn to Psalms 32. Psalms 32. In Psalms 32, verse 6. For this shall everyone that is godly. Well, let's go see who the godly are. Turn back to Psalms 4 real quick. From 32 to chapter 4. Turn back to chapter 4. Like Brother Jack said, you got to have some fingers. Chapter 4 of Psalms, verse 1, 2, and 3. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in good time in distress. Have mercy upon me. Hear my prayer. Verse 2, O you sons of men. Verse 3, but know that the Lord has set apart. I mean, oh, God's got some set apart ones. Him that is godly. I mean, oh, the godly are the elect of God. Notice, for himself, and the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Hallelujah. So the godly are set apart to the Lord, and God said, I'll hear his prayer. Okay, chapter 32 now. Verse 6. 32:6. For this shall everyone that is godly, and how many know he knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, Peter says, pray unto thee in a time, notice that, when thou mayest be found. And how many know if we seek it with all of our heart, we shall be found. Amen. Surely in the floods of great waters, that's tribulation, trouble, they shall not come nigh unto him, the godly. Hallelujah. Verse 7, thou art my Setor. Thou art my Holy of Holies. Thou art my hiding place. I mean, oh, he's our refuge tonight. God's our refuge. Thou art my hiding place. If you want to hide, get in God. John 14 said he's going to take a people into the Father. That's the hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me. And to preserve something, it takes something. It takes a hot jar, doesn't it? I mean, oh, God wants you to be a hot jar. Hallelujah. And God, it takes a lot of water to preserve something. It takes a lot of word. And something is sealed in and something is sealed out. And God is going to seal something in you and he's going to take some things out of you and I if we yield to him. So he wants you to be a hot jar. And he wants this water to wash us. And he wants to seal us before the heavy stuff's coming. And I believe he's going to seal the people before the heavy stuff comes. And I believe the heavy stuff's coming. Hallelujah. I know men's had visions of some of it. Hallelujah. But I believe he's sealing a people. Amen? Before that time. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to be sealed. And Brother Miller, he's always talking about these overcomers. And I'll tell you, to be an overcomer, to be a son, I believe we must be an intercessor, brother. God's going to seal us. Hallelujah. Now, he said right here, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. I mean, oh, you can be preserved from trouble and yet be right in the midst of it. Amen. Thou shalt compass me about, look at this, with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. And people do think you're crazy when you start singing in the midst of tribulation. Isn't that right? That's the way God's going to preserve us. Isn't that right? Songs of what? Deliverance. Deliverance. So you can be delivered by singing and worshiping the Lord. Now listen to what he said in verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. Hallelujah. I mean, that's 2020 vision. But don't be like the horse or the mule, or you're not going to make it in. Which are the rebellious? They want to get the bitten by a bridle and go their way. Turn to Psalms 27. Psalm 27. Thank you, Father. Now, look in verse chapter 27. Hallelujah. Look in verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. How many's got a desire tonight? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. You got to go after it. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. How many know we're the house today? He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, abodes, or dwelling place. How many know he was the first house, Jesus? That word house means household. But he was the first house. Ezekiel said, show the house to the house, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities. How many know that when you begin to see Jesus, you really begin to see yourself? You can't see yourself till you begin to see him. Hallelujah. And he said here, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What for? To behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. And to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. He shall hide me in his pavilion, in his tabernacle. Now notice where? In Setor, in the Holy of Holies, in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me, and he'll set me up on a rock. So the stability of the Holy of Holies is the rock, which is Christ. And verse 6, now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. And that means sacrifices of shouting. And I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're going to enter the Holy of Holies, you're going to be a praiser and you're going to be a worshiper. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what's going to keep you and preserve you. Amen. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe the Lord is coming to us and taking us apart. Turn to Exodus chapter 24. Exodus 24. Hallelujah. Exodus 24. Let us look in verse. The three levels here, I won't get into it. How many know there's Aaron and Hur and some of the elders, and then there was Joshua and Moses, and then there was Moses. There was a 30, 60, 100 principle here. But God came to Moses in verse 12 of chapter 24, and the Lord said to him, Moses, come up to me. Come up to me. How many believe he's saying that today? Come up to me, brethren. Hallelujah. Into the mount and be there. And be there. That's a command, no option. Then we look in verse 15. And Moses went up into the mount. There's 144,000 standing on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered how many days? How many know we've come to the sixth day from Adam? And the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Moses was waiting on God 6 days. How many know God's been preparing a people to hear his voice to come up higher in the 6,000 years? Amen? Hallelujah. But how many know we're approaching number 7? Or the third day from Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the seventh day he called to Moses out of the cloud. And notice, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring what? Fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and get him up into the mount. And Moses was there 40 days and 40 nights. We'll turn to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, after 6 days, I'm sure that was natural 6 days. Turn to Luke 9:28, just a minute. Luke 9:28. And look at Luke 9:28 and notice the scripture. It came to pass about an 8 days. So after 6 days and about 8 days. Well, what comes after 6 days? What is about 8? 7. After 6 days. How many hours in a day? 24 times 6 is what? 144 hours. How many know there's a dimensions of the tabernacle in the Holy of Holies was 10 by 10 by 10, which is 1,000. And 1,000 times 144 makes what? 144,000. After 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up into what? A high mountain. And he was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. Now turn back to chapter 13. We'll see a people. We'll have the same experience. Chapter 13 and verse 43. 13:43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the what? Didn't Jesus shine his face as the sun? And yet in 13:43, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. We'll see who he's talking about. Let's go back up here in verse 38. The field is the world, the good seed are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. That word children in verse 38, the good seed are the sons of the kingdom. That word children is the same word where he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. The word where Paul said, again, that all creation is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. How many know that scripture? Amen. Check me out. Don't take my word. Check me out. You'll find it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God is taking a people higher. Amen. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. How many believe there were three men in the New Testament that God mightily used? Peter. How many know Jesus found Peter and his brother throwing a net? Where? Out in the sea. How many know Peter was an apostle, but how many know we see evangelism with Peter? Winning people to God. Then he comes further, and there were two other brothers, and they were mending their nets. Well, how many know John speaks of restoration? You study on that word mending. It means to restore or to be made perfect. How many believe God's restoring some nets? Hallelujah. Amen? And you remember in Luke 5, Jesus said, cast your nets into the water. And Peter, I guess it's Peter there, he didn't do what Jesus told him. He cast the net into the water. And it broke. You remember that? How many know we have to do what he says? Amen. Now, Peter, John, and Paul, hear me now. Peter moved as an apostle in evangelism. John was an apostle, and he moved in restoration. He spoke of love. How many know love will restore? And Paul was the master builder. He was an apostle too, wasn't he? How many know Paul talked? He was a tent maker, but he talked about building. He said the word of God's able to keep you and to build you up and give an inheritance among all that sanctified by faith. Are you hearing me? And how many know that Peter was given the keys to the kingdom? John preached the kingdom. Peter preached the kingdom. But in the end of their life, how many know we see Peter? Jesus said, the time's coming, Peter, that you're going to be taken to a place you don't want to be taken. When you were young, you girded yourself. You put your own girdle on. But when thou shalt be old and mature, of course that meant physically, he was getting older, but I'm looking at it in the spirit as well. But when thou shalt be older, another shall gird thee and carry thee where you don't want to go. How many know when you're young in the Lord, you can get away with a lot of things? But as you begin to come into God, how many know he begins to put restrictions upon us? I don't mean bondage, but I mean restrictions. Amen? How many know as you come from the outer court to the Holy of Holies is getting narrow. It's that narrow way Brother Jack was prophesying this morning. Hallelujah. But in his old age, he said, you're going to be taken where you don't want to go. He said, you'll lift up your hands, which probably he did die upside down on the cross, but it also represents worship. And then John, Revelation, how many know he said he was in tribulation? And in the kingdom, but exiled to an island. And yet God brought him the greatest probably revelation of his life, one of the greatest of end time things, the book of Revelation. Then there was Paul, who was in his own hired house at the end of his age, right before he died, preaching the kingdom. How many know these men paid a price? How many know we're going to move into the kingdom and be a son? There's a price. Amen. There's a pressing in to our God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now I want to close tonight with Old Testament. Turn over to Genesis 43. Genesis 43. I used to preach along and wear people out. I try not to do that anymore. Hallelujah. I learned it's not how long you preach. It's just preach till he says shut up and sit down. Of course, he don't say it that way, but until he tells us to quit. Genesis 43, verse 3. You know, there are many saying that the church is going to escape and be caught at any time. But how many know there are types and shadows in the scripture? And how many know that Benjamin is a type of the sons of God? And how many know Joseph had that brother called Benjamin? And Joseph means addition or to continue a thing. And I want to tell you, brethren, Those that are saying that Jesus is going to take everybody out. Hallelujah. They're not going to see Jesus until Jesus has seen these sons he's raising up. And right here in Genesis 43:3, Judah spake to him, saying, the man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, you shall not see my face. Joseph is the type of Jesus. Except what? Your brother be with you. How many know there's a lot of people who do not like sonship teaching and end time teaching that we're teaching tonight? And they'll let you know right quick. But how many know that shouldn't disturb us one bit? Amen? If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. Hallelujah. Now look in chapter 44, verse 23. I'm going to give you about three scriptures here in the Old Testament before we close. 44:23. And thou saidest unto thy servants, except that your young brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. You shall see my face no more. Hallelujah. Now, go back to chapter 43, I believe it is. Praise the Lord. look in chapter 43. And look in verse 29. This Old Testament picture is a picture of Jesus going to be united with his brethren as Joseph was united with Benjamin. Verse 29, and he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, that son of the right hand, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom you speak of? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste for his what? His bowels, that's that inner being, did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, sit on bread. And you'll read on down, you'll see he put five portions of food before Benjamin. How many know the overcomers are hearty eaters? Amen? Hallelujah. And right now, maybe as Joseph was weeping over his brother, I believe Jesus is yearning and desiring to meet these sons, don't you? These ones that are his. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's go to another chapter 45. But you know, Joseph was in his chamber weeping over that brother. And I believe he's in his chamber tonight, don't you? And I believe he's weeping. Hallelujah. You want to see Jesus? How many know that he wants to see us more probably than we want to see him? Yes, he does. Chapter 45. Verse 1. Hallelujah. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. And what did he do? He wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, now look at this. What did he say? Come near to me. Hallelujah. Do you believe he's saying that tonight? Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, the one that you threw in the pit and did all those terrible things to, whom you sold in Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourself that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Joseph is a preserver of life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, yet there are 5 years in which there shall be neither earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I believe as we worship him and adore him, brethren, I believe there's a union coming. Hallelujah. Between the Lord and these sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe it's soon. I believe, as Jack said this morning, I believe that translation is soon. Hallelujah. I don't know when, but I believe it's close. And there's a people arising that love Him. There's a people that do not want to be seen or known, but they want Him to be seen and known. Hallelujah. One of the scriptures in verse 22, it says, "And to all of them He gave each man changes of raiment. But Benjamin," hallelujah, "this son," hallelujah, "of the right hand, He gave 300 pieces of silver." That's supernatural deliverance. "And 5 changes of raiment." He got 5 messes of food more than the others, and he got 5 changes of raiment. That's from Monday to Friday, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But this was not a sight for the Egyptians to see. And I want to tell you, brethren, hallelujah, the world's not going to know anything about this. But those that are going to press in, they're going to be part of it. How many know we can't play church any longer? There's a pressing in. God's taking a people up in the Spirit where He took Paul. I believe that. I don't have all the answers, as I said, but I believe that it's going to happen. It's going to happen suddenly. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Let's stand and praise Him. Let's stand and praise Him. Let's stand. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Lord, we praise You tonight. We worship You tonight, Lord. We exalt You, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for this younger brother that's coming forth. I thank You for these sons, Lord. These overcomers, Lord, that You're raising up in the earth today. Lord, we bless You. There's going to be a union. There's going to be a marriage. There's going to be, hallelujah, an intimacy, Lord God. We thank You for them, Lord. Oh, God, show us what we must do. Show us our part, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Lord God, translate us, Lord. Translate us, Lord. Help us to shoot up into that realm with Thee, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Help us to hear the Holy Ghost saying, "Come up hither tonight, Lord." Lord, we've been earthbound too long. We've been carnally too long, Lord. It's time that we move up in the heavenlies, Lord, into a new dimension with You, Lord, that we may see and hear and know things we haven't to this place, to this time, O God. Help us, Lord. Put a desire in us, Lord, for Thee. Hallelujah. We bless Your name. We bless Your name. Let's sing in the Spirit. Come on, let's sing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 We praise Thy name, O Lord. We praise Thy name, O Lord. We praise Thy name, O Lord. We wait in Your presence, Lord. We wait upon You, Father. Let Your glory come among us tonight, Lord. Let Your Shekinah glory fall upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, O God. Open our hearts, O Lord. Open our ears, O God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We love You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We bless Thy name, O Lord. We bless Thy name. We bless Thy name. We bless Thy name. Hallelujah. 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 We praise Thy name, O Lord. We magnify Your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would say tonight the Lord says that there has been a shaking in the land. And yet there shall be a shaking in the land. But I say, set not thine eyes upon the shaking, but set thine eyes upon me, saith the Lord. For I, the Lord God, have said in my word that the sufferings of this life is not compared with the glory that shall be revealed within thee. And this be an hour that my glory shall be revealed. This be a time that my people shall move up into me. Humble thyself as a little child, and thou shalt take the kingdom, saith the Lord. For surely my people, as you go down, I shall raise thee up. Yea, I am raising up a people because they have went down, and my glory shall be within them, and my glory shall preserve them. So praise men know that the shaking's here, but my glory shall also descend. Hallelujah. Come on, praise it. Praise it. Praise it. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We praise thee, Lord. We lift up our voice to thee, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Andalavosiba koyaba sandeviki. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Obey the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. I feel there's another message back here somewhere that needs to come forth. Obey the Spirit. Come on, let's sing in the Spirit. Come on.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise thy name, praise thy name.
For the Lord thy God is stranded in my children. I'll have you come up higher, I believe.
Yes.
Yea, I would have you to come out of the lowly life that you're leading.
Yes.
I would have you to put aside the filth of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, I would have you to put aside those things that have hindered you all these years and all these days.
Yes.
And all these months. I would have you to put them aside, my children. And I would have you come up to me. I would have you to be raised up.
Yes.
For I will raise you up, but you must come yourself unto me, my children.
Yes.
For all that come unto me, I will call my children.
Mm-hmm.
You shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord.
Yes.
God. But you must put aside these things that hinder you.
Yes.
You must put aside these things of the flesh. You must put aside these carnal appetites and these carnal desires, says the Lord God. And come up to me.
Yes.
Hey, come up higher, says the Lord. Come up higher.
Yes.
Come up higher unto me.
Yes.
The Lord
yes.
God.
Yes.
Almighty.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Brother Miller.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.